Drops a bag outside. When we read the fucking mail, it's a hell of a ride. One for my buddy, two for the show, three orange slices and away we go. Listen to mail, come on, listen to mail. Gilbert and Frank's very amazing colossal mailbag, colossal mailbag, colossal mailbag.
Hi, this is Gilbert Gottfried, and I'm here with my co-host Frank Santopadre, and this is Gilbert and Frank's amazing colossal obsessions with our engineer Frank Verderosa. And the sad news, Raybone was fished out of the Central Park lake. Police are calling it a case of sexual misadventure.
Wow. Care to comment, Paul?
It's cold. It's damn cold in that lake, let me tell you. But I saw James Cagney in there while I was there.
So yeah.
A couple of others.
Did the Munchausen syndrome proxy?
No, I don't even remember what that is anymore.
Play any role in you stumbling into the lake?
No, let's just leave it at sexual misadventure.
Okay.
Because normally you're able to swim, but you fell in the water and the Munchausen syndrome by proxy took over and you were not able to swim.
My breaststroke was nowhere.
Did you see, you ever see The Sixth Sense?
Yes.
There's a Munchausen syndrome.
Oh, that's right.
In that movie.
Yeah.
And in that recent Amy Adams series, which I think was called Sharp Objects. As well. Examples of what you're talking about there, Dr. Gottfried.
Yes.
Anything you'd like to talk about housekeeping-wise to catch our fans up on your life?
Oh, let's see. We spoke about that redacted thing on
Colbert. Redacted, you did.
And
on
you
Colbert.
Could still look that up. That's about the Mueller report.
Yeah, or Mueller.
Mueller.
Mueller's the man to talk to me about a promotion.
Yeah, so that's the Mueller report. And you could look that up on
the internet.
The tube of you.
I love that people are getting kicked out of the Listener Society for sharing that because it's political.
Maybe they've gone a step too far.
And I'm still doing cameos on cameo.com and all these other things. And I have a podcast called Gilbert.
Tell us about it. Who's on it?
I do it all by myself.
You don't, by any chance, do you have a documentary by any chance?
Yeah, it's called Gilbert. It's on Hulu.
Yeah.
And how did that, what did that do for your career?
Yeah. Oh, any minute now it's going to hit.
Hey, it got him on Cameo.
That's right.
Yes.
We got a lot of very positive responses to John, to all the music episodes we've been doing of late.
John, I told you my talent is in music.
It's all in music, yeah. We just had Richard Marx here and Gilbert sang with him, which was something to behold. What a sport. That all these people are willing to do this.
I know.
To just embarrass themselves.
I think they think, well, my life's over.
Yeah, but we did a bunch of music minis, one with John about fictional pop bands, rock bands of 60s television. We'd done the death songs of the 70s.
Yes.
People seem to respond better to those music episodes
than
anything else we do on a mini.
What is that channel? It's like, I can't remember the name of it, but they play all old TV shows.
Antenna or MeTV?
No, it's in the regular Spectrum cable.
Nick at Night?
WPLJ or something like
that. I don't know what you're talking about.
They used to be the Jew channel.
That's it. It's the Jew channel.
It was something like JL something.
Yeah, that's
that used to have like the Jack Benny show.
Well, the cable system.
I saw the Monkees on there the other day.
You did?
Day. Unbelievable.
Ah.
Yeah. Okay. There's Nostalgia channels. There's MeTV. There's Antenna. There's another one. Cozy TV. Of the three I know. We're going to do some tweets. We're going to talk. We're going to get some people's names in the show here. People love to tweet us thinking that Gilbert's responding. I love these, that they tweet the real Gilbert ACP account.
They're also thinking
Gilbert!
Their names are not going to be spoken in this, but it's too late.
You never signed my envelope. Let's start with Chris Hartman, who says, on my deathbed, after last rites and final goodbyes from loved ones, I want to hear Gilbert doing his Tony Curtis and Gavin McLeod routine so I can go out laughing my ass off. In addition, I would like Gilbert's Patches to be sung as the funeral music.
Ah.
He wants your version of Patches.
Yes.
To be this very...
I was born and raised down in Alabama.
Very sad.
In a shack way down in the woods. I was so ragged, my papa used to call me Patches. But I knew he was hurt, because he done all he could. My papa was a brave old man. I used to see him with a shovel in his hand. Education he never had. I still remember my dear old dad saying, Patches, we're depending on you, son, to pull our family through. It's something only you can do.
All right, that's enough of that. Who says he doesn't take requests?
Tear to my eye.
Yeah, I've known you all these years. I didn't know that you knew Clarence Carter's Patches.
Yes.
By heart.
Yes.
Yeah. You never cease to amaze. Our friend J. Elvis Weinstein, who was our guest, thank you to Gilbert and Frank for lowering their fame bar and having me on the show. I'm still laughing at Gilbert's Hervé Villachez, who had a birthday. Our friend Christopher Bly, speaking of Mickey Mantle and Paul Simon, Mickey is in the 80s music video of Paul Simon's Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard.
Oh,
you seen that video?
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Mickey Mantle playing stickball. Josh was a fun guest. We talked about old movies. Did you listen to that one, Paul?
Yeah, I did.
Did you? How'd you like it?
It was good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's so expressive.
Try to control yourself.
Somebody wrote, Josh was a fun episode. You lowered the average age of the guests from 87 to 86. Yeah, we get a lot of that. Let's see. So funny. Blah, blah, blah. Thanks for reading my question. I knew the donkey incident was going to deliver the goods. That donkey story that he told with Greg Kinnear was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Our friend David Fantle. Do you remember David Fantle?
He
was here with his friend Tom Johnson.
They were the ones that told us the story about a dog going down on Jacqueline.
That's the way you heard it.
Yeah. Dogs were eating out Jacqueline Bisset.
Yep.
So if you ever think you're somehow superior to dogs, just remember a Cocker Spaniel went down on Jacqueline Bisset.
How do you know it wasn't a Springer Spaniel?
Oh, okay.
or a Portuguese water dog.
That's where you get into the arguments.
I realize I'm splitting hairs. By the way,
which is what the dog did.
I found out Jacqueline Bisset, we thought about for this show, and now it'll never
Bisset.
Happen.
Bisset.
Bisset.
No, it's Bisset.
Bisset.
Yes.
Like Bisset Hound.
It was
a Bisset Hound.
Bisset Hound. Yes.
We made it funny. She used to date Michael Sarrazin.
Yes, she did.
Which I didn't know. You knew that too.
I did know that.
A fount of information, Gottfried. David says, rainy day in New York City is a perfect time to visit Yorkville and pay homage to the great James Cagney. Did you know there was a plaque honoring James Cagney?
I didn't know
up
that.
Up in my neighborhood on the Upper East Side?
Well,
thought you knew everything.
Yorkville.
In Yorkville. Yeah. Hey, Frank, you were asking for story songs on the show. Here's a song by an Australian singer, Paul Kelly. Do you know this song, Paul Kelly? Have you ever heard of that artist? The song is called How to Make Gravy.
I'm
not even going to play it.
Yeah. I do that every night by myself.
We're going to pass on that one.
Yes.
Greg W. 1972, a comment. J. Elvis was great on The Real Gilbert Show. He was relaxed, funny, and Gilbert seemed to actually enjoy the talk, even though I'm sure he had zero clue who Josh was.
People know me.
Not to worry, Josh. He acted the same way with Steve Buscemi. Did you know who Steve Buscemi was?
Yeah.
It was debatable.
Buscemi was pretty clear that Gilbert didn't know who he was.
Moving on past...
in the middle of the interview, Buscemi said, do you have any idea who I am?
He was getting a little pissed off.
It's like when Leonard Nimoy showed up on The Simpsons. And Mayor Quimby says, may the force be with you.
Yes.
Do you have any idea who I am? Chris Olison and the something, I can't read the rest of it, and the benign some of the bad. These Twitter handles that go on. My favorite bit on the show is when we learn that Gilbert has a soft spot in his icy little heart for Jews. How could you not? I was always under the impression he was Norwegian, like me. I mean, both types are similar. I could see how I made the mistake. Yes, he was very, he's very, very happy when we get a Jewish guest on the show.
Yeah.
Here's a pretty good likeness.
Richard Marx is a Jew.
Yes. You were breaking news there.
Yes.
The 6 days ago, I don't know what day that was, but it was the 76th anniversary of the birth of real Gilbert favorite, Hervé Villechaize. I guess you don't say it's somebody's birthday if they're dead. How does that work?
No, it's still
their
bullshit.
Birthday. Still their birthday. Day of birth.
I've got
people on social media say happy birthday to Hervé Villechaize. Yeah.
Even though you won't hear it or see it.
Right, right.
Well, if we brought a medium on, we could get to him, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
David Komorowski, who also heard the Josh Weinstein episode, says, I want impudent old Jew to be my next license plate. I guess that was what Gregory Peck calls...
And Boys from Brazil.
Yes, calls... Yeah. Yeah. Maybe you guys know this song. This is from Two for True. Two for Two True. These Twitter handles. I can't let your tributes to the Death Disaster songs pass without mentioning the Barbarian 66 hit Multi. You know that one, Gilbert?
No.
Multi. You don't know Multi to make gravy?
I'm making gravy now.
By the
right under the dish, I'm making some gravy.
Hey, the Honorable Don Gerard. Hey, Frank, my first thought when I woke up was Gilbert telling Michael McKean he has never seen Spinal Tap. And now the world has yet to hear Gilbert singing Big Bottoms and listen to what the Flower People say. Speaking of Spinal Tap, they just performed. Did you see this? Downtown with Elvis Costello.
Oh, geez.
In the Tribeca Film Festival this very weekend.
Still haven't Michael seen McKean.
He still hasn't seen the goddamn movie. By the way, a fan of ours, Eric Ryan, whose name has come up on this show many, many times, a loyalist, sent you a copy of Spinal Tap. This is Spinal Tap, which I have in my office, a Blu-ray.
Yeah.
So he's demanding that you watch it. Tim Jackson. In case you guys missed this, Jack Nicholson turned 82.
Jeez.
How about that? How about that? You think he'd do the show if we asked him?
Too soon.
Yeah. Marshall N. Armentor. Wow, what an amazing ride through pop culture as usual.
Maybe if we had Bruce Stern ask him.
Ooh, there's a thought.
See, every now and then I have one.
Wow. Al Pacino just turned 79.
Ooh.
Maybe we should try to get Al Pacino did Leonard's podcast.
Yeah.
He did Leonard Maltin's podcast.
Oh, I'd love
Although
that.
That's a respectful, reverential podcast. And this is an assault. On a person's character. Ed Ward noted in the 80s Rolling Stone History of Rock that those Flying Saucer 45s were overripe for lawsuits. The record label held off because they knew a free promo when they saw it. Oh, he's referring to those Dickie Goodman novelty songs.
Oh, yes.
Where they would make fun of the singles that were on the charts, like Mr. Jaws. You know what that is? Raybone's staring at me the way a Weimaraner stares at their owner when you make a loud noise.
It used to be these records would come out, and the guy would go, I'm a reporter, and a spaceship has just landed.
Yes.
And what do you have to say to Earthlings? And then they play whatever. You know, who put the bop in the bop, chibop, chibop.
They would use the songs of the day.
This was on... TV?
No, these were singles. These were novelty records on the radio.
They take snippets, and then they go, oh, you have something to ask the president, and what do you have to
ask? Queen Elizabeth is here, and what do you have to say? They'd play the bitches back. Yeah, maybe not that one.
Yeah.
But I don't know that they ever got permission from these artists or these record companies.
So.
Well, that would have been interesting to research that.
For parodies, you don't need the same kind of permission.
I guess, I guess it was protected by parody. Dickie Goodman's long gone and we can't ask him. There was also the novelty records like The Streak. Remember Ray Stevens?
Oh, yeah.
When Streaking was big? That was a big one. Or Convoy.
Then there
the
was
novelty
that
record.
One
we got
like,
a convoy. We got a trucking convoy.
That councilman or whoever, Everett Dirksen.
Yes, I think he was a senator.
I think he's. They had someone imitating him singing Wild Thing.
Yeah, well, that was the guy that was on the show when we had Billy Saluga. He was the guy in the booth with Billy Saluga.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, whose name jumped out of my head. Shame on me.
Oh, my God.
Remember we had him on and Billy came with a friend and he said, do you remember this guy?
Oh, fuck,
and that
yes.
was the guy. We'll mention his name next week because I can't remember for the life of me. Johnny Ray. Hey, guys, I'm going to submit this for Producer of the Month, but can we please get Gilbert to read passages from the Groucho letters in old Groucho's voice?
Ah.
We might do that as a mini.
Okay.
If you don't mind doing a lot of Groucho. Our friend John Fotiadis, his handle is Empty City Squares. I just finished a fun evening with Gilbert and Frank recording a mini that was what we did. His friend Jim Windolf was here too. And we did
fictional
bands of 1960s and 70s television. Gilbert remembered every one of them, didn't you?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Like, so the Monkees was a fictional band, but
a whole show built around it.
With a couple of real musicians.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
we did.
Is that true of any of the others that they had people who later had careers?
Well, I would recommend you listening to that episode. All the answers to your questions can be found within.
Well, that's good to know.
Here, this, I'm going to show you a picture of this. Jason Vivone. I don't know if he made this picture, but it's kinky. This is do you remember the poster for Bob and Carol and Ted and Alice?
Yes.
The four of them under the covers.
Yep.
Robert Culp, Natalie Wood, Elliot Gould, and Diane Cannon.
Oh!
How can I forget Diane Cannon?
Frank! Frank!
There's your cue. He's not listening to the show.
Play some Diane Cannon.
I just referenced Diane Cannon.
I will insert it later.
He'll insert it later. That's what he said. this is, can you see this? It's Herman Munster, Morticia Adams, Gomez and Lily.
That is
under the covers.
That's very disturbing.
That's disturbing. And I don't want our friend John Astin to know this exists, but it's just that people come up with this shit. Richard Donner, former podcast guest, had a birthday.
I don't remember his name. Someone came up to me after one of my gigs with a big poster he made up of me hugging Papillon Susu.
Oh, my God. Did you get to keep this poster?
Or is
this something he uses for
a copy?
I see.
And it's the part of the movie where Papillon Susu lifts her skirt up in the back.
Have we given up on Papillon Susu? No,
well, she lives in England.
Yeah.
It seems like it would be, if any of you know if Papillon Susu is going to be in the States, let us know.
Our friend Jonathan Sloman, we have a couple of listeners in the U.K.,
yeah.
Maybe there's somebody who can record Papillon if we can get to her. That was from Peter L. Brown, reminding us that Richard Donner had her birthday. Thank you, Peter. Sam Diaz. Guys, I'm listening to the old episodes, and Artie Lang, Bob Einstein, Larry Charles, Patton Oswalt, all great, so entertaining. I wish I knew some of the obscure movies and actors being referenced. Keep up the great work, and his hashtag is Hocapontus.
That's the thing I was doing with Artie Lang after Tracy Morgan got into the horrible car.
Very tasteful.
Yes.
Well, I believe what we were spoofing was I kept trying to move the conversation off Tracy before we just went too far. Although, when has that stopped you?
Yes.
And we were talking about Sasheen Littlefeather and Brando turning down the
Oscar.
That's how it turned into Hocapontus.
I'm bringing up Hocapontus.
A little flashback there, a little callback. We posted, too. Our friend Greg Pear on Twitter, who runs our Twitter account, posted that on this day in 1974, 5 days ago, April 25th, William Alexander Bud Abbott passed away at the age of 78.
Another Jew.
Yes.
Abbott was a Jew.
Who do you think got his porn collection?
I heard he had an immense porn collection.
Yes, and then people responded. Somebody put up a strawberry malted video.
Oh, yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Three Oranges, thank you, Frank, for mentioning Rachel Sweet on the show. I've been trying for a decade to remember her name. I loved all that Comedy Channel stuff.
Oh, you know
her?
Rachel Sweet.
No, she had a show on the Comedy Channel.
Oh.
Go ahead. I sorry. I interrupted your train of thought.
No, no. That train left the station a while ago. But after a bunch of my shows, people have come up to me and proudly point to their shirts, and they're wearing those orange wedge pins.
Yeah, we sold a fair amount of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to figure out a way to give them away as prizes on a future show as we formulate this premise. And come up with it.
But they weren't wearing yours. It's your face, too.
Yeah, I saw a couple of guys with mine.
Look at this. As I'm looking at this, Richard Marks just tweeted about us, Dara.
Wow!
Dara, can you hear me in the booth? She can't hear us.
Well, like anybody, she's not listening
Richard
to this
Marks
show.
Just tweeted us. Just tweeted about us and tweeted us.
What did he say?
Richard Marks tweets, I had a total blast, Gilbert, with you and Frank, especially the duet, which brought me to tears. yes, he's not kidding. Thank you, Richard. What
a
mensch.
I sang a duet with Richard Marks.
What a menschy guy.
Yeah.
You will all hear that.
We will return to Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast after this.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Johnny Ray again. Are you guys kidding? I need a steady IV of Gilbert doing old Groucho. It's the modern master channeling. Did I just write that? The most subversive, brilliant geniuses of all time. I'm not sure if he means you or Groucho. I love this. Somebody sent us a picture of Charlie Chaplin with Mahatma Gandhi.
Oh,
it's nice
wow.
to have. Yeah,
it's nice to have.
You never know. Somebody stops you in the street. Your life could depend on it. Hey. Kid, you got a picture of...
or as Richard Marks said, Charlie motherfucking Chaplin.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. Remember that Odd Couple episode? You love the Odd Couple.
Yes, yeah.
Where Oscar owes Felix money. Well, he owes the gambler money, so he takes a job moonlighting as a fry cook and a greasy spoon. And Felix says, what's the meaning of this? And he says, you'll never believe it. Two guys jumped me in an alley, said, what's the capital of Bolivia? I hesitated. They hit me, threw me in a bag. Next thing I knew, I was serving chicken salad.
And then Tony Randall says, that's the most ridiculous story I've ever heard. Everyone knows the capital of Bolivia is La Paz.
I just high-fived him. We're sick individuals.
That's two pathetic individuals high-fiving over a line and an odd.
I better bring my big spoon.
Yeah.
He goes down to the docks at night. And you are really familiar with that show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our pal Ron Friedman wrote seven of them. We should have kissed his ass a little more.
And then I was remembering a line recently where Felix is in love with this girl who's going out with a muscle man.
Alex Karras, the football star, right.
And he goes, I'm not afraid of him. Love has made me strong. And Oscar goes, but strength has made him stronger.
It's a very funny show. Very, very well-written show. Yeah. Gary Marshall, boy, that's one we missed out on this show. Lucifer Sam, great to hear John Fiji Water, John Fuji Apples. He's making fun of your inability to say Fodiatus. John Fodiatus is a guest on the Minisode, and his insights into the Beatles inspired 60 sitcom episodes and futures of the fake band members Iggy Pop and the Stooges. Excellent deep research. Well done. John did a great job with that research. Gilbert appreciated none of it.
No.
Might I add. Let's see. Those of us who listen to Get Real Gilbert know what an amazing researcher Frank is. Oh, thank you so much.
They didn't mention me.
They didn't mention you.
That's funny.
This week's guest, Paul Sand, of puking in front of Judy Garland fame.
Oh, yes.
Truly appreciates Frank's skills, and it's on iTunes. Thank you for plugging us, Bill Chuck. Metazam, What the hell? I just was watching the show Travel Man, and they used the real Gilbert Amazing Colossal podcast theme. Well, we don't own that theme. That is library music. And so other people have licensed the same piece of music and will occasionally... Paul's, again, staring at me. Paul is staring at me like I'm John Hurt with a chest burster coming out of me, an alien.
I pay very close attention to everything you say.
I know you do. Would you like to tell us about your trip to New Orleans, Paul?
I'd love to, actually.
Yeah.
We
all had right.
a lot of
Maybe
crawfish.
Another time.
Yeah.
You had some crawfish.
Yeah, we had some crawfish.
What else?
Did any girls flash their tits at you?
Yeah, so many. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know where to look.
What was the occasion of you going to New Orleans?
It was the children's spring break. Doesn't everybody go to New Orleans on spring break? I guess we were headed for Florida and we got confused.
Good. I'm glad you guys had fun.
It was fun.
Wish I could get a vacation.
I recommend it.
Casper Kelly. Hey, Frank, my friend wrote a book back in the day that would have been perfect reference for your recent podcast with John Fotiatis. It is an encyclopedia of fake bands in movies and TV.
Ooh.
Somebody put that into a book.
Jeez.
It's called, we'll plug it, The Rocklopedia Fake Bandica. Wow. By T. Mike Childs. How about that? By the way, our friend Mike McPadden, who runs our podcast page on Facebook, has a new book. I believe you wrote a blurb for it about teen movies of the 80s.
Yes.
And we're going to have him on here soon.
I would show them an Up All Night.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
Now, I just thought of something as far as fake bands, but a fake singer would be the entire Bye Bye Birdie.
That's right. That's right. Somebody else did a
Nobody's
poster.
Somebody what, the movie you're talking about? Nobody sang
Yeah.
Conrad Birdie was a fake singer.
Yeah. And he's supposed to be like Presley.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, his character was the fake singer.
Yeah.
Go back to you now.
Let me see if I Xander DeReich. Xander DeReich. The Real Gilbert and Frank podcast is a winner every week, but when Cliff Nesteroff, also known as Classic Showbiz, that's his handle, enters the show, some magic happens. I was laughing out loud like an idiot on the train. Boy, Cliff always brings it.
But this last time...
You were suicidal.
It was, it was like, at first it was just fun stuff. But it got
fun again at the end.
Yeah.
Because we went back to the franchises, like Minnie Pearl's Fried Chicken.
Yes. Yeah. But boy, there was some like, oh, I want to throw myself in front of a train stories.
Right. Well, there was the Timmy Rogers being beaten up by a military officer.
Yeah.
And then there was Joey Lewis having his tongue cut out.
Oh,
by
yes.
The mob.
Yeah. Yes.
I was going to cut those out, ironically.
Because you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
That's what people want to hear.
Yeah, I know, but you were so upset.
Yeah.
I thought, is this episode going to scare people? People loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I say, what do you know?
Yeah.
About your own show. Can you see this? A friend, a fan.
I didn't want it cut out. Because when I see something's horrible... It's just like, hey, I want to look at this.
Like the episode you just pitched me in the booth.
Yeah, yes,
which
yes.
We won't talk about in case we do it one day. This guy's handle is 225-81977. Yeah, I have no idea what these things stand for. He was in Pennsylvania. Hey, Frank and Gil, my wife and I are staying with her sister's family this weekend. Our room has an old Pennsylvania theater poster advertising. Look at this. This is Paul Lynde. In Visit to a Small Planet.
Oh,
the
geez.
Stage play. Wasn't that a Gore Vidal story?
I think it was a Jerry Lewis
made. I think it was based. And Desk Set with Ilka Chase and Paul Lynde.
Oh.
So Paul Lynde had a stage career early in his career.
I was once playing. I did a gig at a place that was mainly like one of these dinner theaters. And it had a load of those posters of these different plays, all with like former sitcom stars.
Oh, there's a lot of that
around
the country.
Yeah.
Well, Drew collects, you're not on Facebook, but Drew collects Odd Couple posters and advertisements from regional productions of The Odd Couple over the years. And they're great. There's one with Jerry Van Dyke and I think Dick Shawn. I don't know. I'm pulling these out of my ass. But they're really – there's a one with Tim Conway, I think, and Tom Poston.
Wow.
They did so many versions of these. He has a page. devoted to this stuff. Well, it's sort of where old sitcom actors go.
Yeah.
They go into community theater. That's what Bob Crane was doing when he got...
Oh, my God, yes.
The tripod haircut. Trip Great. This is in response to... I don't know if you caught this story, Gilbert.
And that
on social
guy
media.
Got away with murder.
The guy that killed...
Yeah, I think they...
The guy that Willem Dafoe played
I
in the movie.
I think they even found some of Crane's brain in this guy's van.
Yeah.
And they still didn't think it was sufficient evidence.
I don't know why he wasn't convicted.
I don't know.
Our pals
know
Larry and Scott wrote that screenplay, by the way. Want to plug them and mention them. Did you know this story? Some Texas
the
lawmaker.
The problem child writers.
Our friends and problem child writers. Ed Wood writers. A lawmaker in Texas tried to pass a law, or she introduced a bill, I should say, outlawing masturbation. Did you see this?
No, I didn't see this.
Specifically male masturbation.
I'm for it, though. It's high time.
In a connected story, performer Gilbert Gottfried kills himself.
So I was wondering if you knew about it, Gilbert.
No. No, but that's really where fascism is.
In Texas.
Even Hitler would have said, hey, come on.
check and see if you have any gigs in Texas coming up soon.
I got nothing else for you. One last one. Marx Brothers and Dolly's Giraffe, our friend Josh Frank, who was here. And I do want to talk, before we go, about our Marx Brothers panel.
Yes.
Which was a lot of fun.
Oh, my God. And it happened by accident. We all started singing, I Must Be Going.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you start singing first or Bill started singing first? I think Bill did.
Oh, I don't know.
Today was quite special.
And then where I kept fucking up one of the lines and closing when I was saying the good nights, and Bill said, you learned how to talk from my father.
Great. A great ad lib. A great ad lib. Josh Frank, who is our friend and was on that show and has the Giraffes on Horseback Salad book that he's out promoting. Today was quite special. My heart is full having shared a day with Bill Marx in Palm Springs. There you go. There's a picture of the boys.
Oh, geez.
In Palm Springs. And somebody on Facebook said, has an adopted son ever looked so much like a parent as Bill Marx?
That is
Look
weird.
Look at the resemblance
that
between Bill
weird.
Marx and Harpo, and they're not blood. Very, very strange. Yeah. Anyway, one of the sweetest guys on the planet. Bill really is. We love Bill. And thank you to Josh and Robert Bader, really, for setting that up and getting us Bill. And we got an invitation to go to Palm Springs.
Yes.
And see Bill play the piano and go to Bill's house and look through all the Marx Brothers ephemera. So when you're in L.A., I'm going with you.
Yeah.
You want to get us out of here?
Because
I think Paul dozed off at the 12-minute mark.
This has been Gilbert Gottfried. Fuck it all. I'm Gilbert Gottfried, and this has been, my co-host Frank Santobadre, and this has been Gilbert and Frank's amazing, colossal obsessions with the remains of Ray Gordon.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
With Elizabeth Ashley and Monty Markham.
The remains of Ray Gordon.
That was great. Thank you, Paulie.
My own body.
I think Francis Lederer.
Excellent. God. Listen up, man.
that will answer your questions.